Be still while I praise him. Let the rocks be still while I praise him. Let the rocks keep silent. Hey, we'll come back to that and end this program with it because I like it. I think it's time we praise the Lord with all that's in us. We've got many reasons to praise the Lord. Now, the broadcast today, I really want your attention. I think we've got something to talk about that is overwhelmingly a blessing and thrilling. Did you know the Battle of Armageddon is not just a battle? The Battle of Armageddon is when the saints come back with Christ from heaven to reign on the earth. You see, the rapture took place 7 years earlier before this great moment of the Battle of Armageddon. This Battle of Armageddon is the conclusion of 7 years of great tribulation. It's the King of Kings himself, the Lord Jesus, coming back from heaven to clean up this mess, this tribulation mess, this Antichrist mess, this satanic mess. I mean, the world is already in a mess, and it gets worse by the hour. But 7 years of tribulation after the rapture will conclude in this battle of Armageddon, and we, the saints of the living God, will come back with him to reign on this earth 1,000 years. That's the theme of our coming camp meeting beginning 2 weeks from tonight. I'm of the opinion that our camp meeting this year is probably the greatest we've ever planned, and we're probably going to have the greatest attendance we've ever had, and you may have to come early to get a seat. I hope you do. I really do. I am looking for a great time of a moving of the Holy Spirit. Now, the radio audience didn't hear me good last week. We've checked everything out, and it should be perfect today. Oh, I hope nobody has to call me and say it's not. It troubles my little old heart when it isn't coming through like it should, but it looks right to me, and I'm excited about the broadcast. Now, let's go back again. The title of the broadcast, The Saints of God, the raptured saints of God that were raptured at the pre-tribulation rapture will now return with Christ to fight the Battle of Armageddon. Now, he's not going to need us, but we come to help if we need it. But we won't be needed because the sword goes out of his mouth, and that's the word of God. He speaks. He proclaims the devil's defeat. He ends the whole thing with a spoken word. The Son of God, the Word of God, the Bible calls him. Hey, could I read a little bit of that at the beginning of this broadcast? Now, get your phones ready. Get your inquiries ready. Get your mouse ready if you're going to send me an email question. We're going to have a great broadcast. I'm expecting it to be some kind of great. Now, listen to me. And he gathered them together in a place called, in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. Now, this is the preparation, the devil. Oh, I'm telling you, he is going to do his best to rule. I promise you. But let me go to the scripture. I had the wrong scripture open there. Let me go to the right one. In the book of Revelation, this is in chapter 19 and verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Now listen, his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies, now I like this, the armies which are in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Cannot be anything but the raptured saints of God. We saw them in chapter 4 with these white linen clothes, righteousness of Jesus Christ. And here we see them now, the same white linen clothes riding on white horses. They're behind Christ. He's out front. He comes first on his majestic white stallion. I can imagine when the old devil looks up and sees the Son of God on that white stallion descending out of the heavens, and he looks behind him and he sees that multitude of raptured saints, that he did everything he could to keep them from going in that rapture. If you've ever been fought like a tiger, the devil's going to fight you today to keep you out of that rapture. He cannot stand the thoughts of you going up in that rapture. But by the grace of God, by the grace of God, I'm going to make it. I said, by the grace of God, I'm going to make it. He's going to help me, and he'll help you if you'll give yourself, because we will come back with him. I love that. I really do. His eyes as a flame of fire. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and the armies which are in heaven followed him upon white horses. And out of his mouth, that's the Son of God, goeth a sharp sword. Now, that's the word of God. That's not an actual sword. That's a symbol or a type of the word of God, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of the of Almighty God. Now, friend, let me tell you, when we come back with Christ for that battle of Armageddon, we're going to finish that war that's going on to conclude the devil and the Antichrist and the false prophet's reign. And then Jesus is going to Jerusalem. He's going to set up his kingdom out of Jerusalem, and he's going to rule this earth. Now, there's several questions that we will deal with today. And, of course, your questions are most important to me. I always put your questions first to mine. Does Satan know what is about to happen? Does Satan know what is about to happen? Does he know that he has a short time and that his jig is up? His evil is up. Revelation is plain. Why does the majority of the church world discount the book of Revelation? Because they don't believe in the rapture. And they don't believe in the tribulation period. And they don't believe in the battle of Armageddon. And they don't believe in these wonderful prophetic truths that Revelation reveals so minutely to us. I mean, minute by minute, moment by moment, every little minute detail, he lays it out for us. All you got to do is believe the Bible. I mean, it's so simple. It's so simple. All you got to do is believe the Bible. Well, that's why the church world that doesn't believe in the pre-trib rapture, doesn't believe in the Antichrist, doesn't believe in seven-year tribulation, doesn't believe in any of this end-time prophecy material, is because, and that's why they don't like the book of Revelation. Because the book of Revelation is plain. I mean, it is so clear. If you will read it and pray for God's Holy Spirit to give you understanding, you can understand it as good as Joe Chambers, or as good as Joseph Seiss, who wrote that great book, The Apocalypse. I'm telling you, friend, it's going to happen. Now, when will Satan start planning the battle of Armageddon? I think he's already started. But he will really start big time over in the tribulation period. And we'll read some scripture about that. I almost read it a while ago. But we'll read some scripture about that. Why the rapture must precede the tribulation period. Why the rapture must precede. If we don't go to heaven, how can we come back from heaven? I mean, here's the picture of us coming back from heaven. How are we going to come back if we hadn't been up there? That's foolish. That's foolish to think. And it's got to be 7 years. The great celebration of the marriage supper has got to be 7 years. And the tribulation is 7 years. And this is the end of the tribulation. So the rapture had to happen before the tribulation began. All of those are questions now. You can ask Reverend Chambers. Try to give you some good material. Now, can we consider how the devil will react when he's down there with that big army he's got all ready and gathered, and all of a sudden he looks up? I mean, I can imagine he'll hear us before he sees us. And I can just imagine the old devil and the Antichrist and the false prophet, they're getting ready with this huge army, massive. Never been an army like it. The mother of battles. They're fixing to march on Jerusalem, see? They up in the valley of Megiddo. You know that name, Megiddo, north of Jerusalem. I've been there. I've been right in the valley. And can just imagine now that army up there ready to march on Jerusalem. It's the seventh year of the tribulation period. The city of Babylon has been destroyed. The city of Rome has been burned with fire. Antichrist is ferocious. He is so angry. I'm telling you, he is ferocious. And he's ready now to march on Jerusalem. He's got the biggest army, massive multitudes with all the armament you can imagine. And when he sees the Son of God in the sky, I imagine he'll scream to one of his great leaders, send a missile after him. Send a nuclear bomb up there to get him. Oh, but it's all in vain. All in vain. He knows it's over, brother. He's going to know it's over. And we are right there to see the whole thing behind Christ. We see it from a heavenly perspective. We look down upon it as this whole thing occurs. And we watch the Son of God win this triumph of triumphs. The greatest victory of human history. Wow. Can you tell I'm excited? Well, if you can't, I'm excited because I'm planning to be there. Somewhere back in that crowd, I hope I can be leading a battalion of American saints who made it to the marriage supper. They've got on their white righteousness, their clothes. Now, you see, the saints at this point will be glorified saints. Glorified saints. They will be themselves supernatural. They won't be divine. But supernatural with glorified bodies, and the enemy can do us no harm because we'll have glorified bodies. What a day, what a day. And there we are, here we are, getting ready for this. I'm telling you, it's so close. You say, how close is the Battle of Armageddon? 7 years after the rapture. So if the rapture would take place today, it's 7 years. If the rapture takes place a year from now, then it's 8 years from now. If the rapture takes place 2 years from now, then it's 9 years from now. Once the rapture takes place, everything is set in concrete. Once the rapture occurs, the timing is all described in the book of Revelation, and nothing will be changeable. It'll be on go. The rapture is what we're waiting for. And we don't know any moment. It's imminent. It's imminent, but nobody can set dates. Only the Father knows. Jesus said that. Only the Father knows what a day is going to be. Now, I'm going to give you this booklet that I have prepared for you entitled The Raptured Bride Will Return with Christ at Armageddon. Now, I'm going to read you some things in it because they are really breathtaking. I've got to go to the phones quickly. Let me give you the phone number to get this new booklet with all these scripts and all these quotes and all this material that I'll share a little bit of it. Not much. Don't have much time. An hour goes by in a hurry, and I'm here to answer questions for you, but I'll share it with you. All you got to do is call the ladies. They are in the other offices waiting for your call. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. That's local. And then toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. JRC@paulcreek.org. JRC@paulcreek.org. That's the email. Two numbers and one email. Grab your phones, grab your mouse. They share from you. What a day. What a day. Now, I want to tell you before I go, got a line waiting on me, but I want to tell you before I go to the phone that revival camp meeting is 2 weeks away from tomorrow night. 2 weeks away from tomorrow night. On Tuesday morning at 9:30, the first day service begins, and Joey Yates will be teaching us about the Eastern Gate in Jerusalem and Christ's entrance into that Eastern Gate that follows this Battle of Armageddon. Once he wins and gets to Jerusalem, he will enter the Eastern Gate and we'll crown him. Well, he's already been crowned by the bride, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but then he'll be crowned for the world as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you don't want to miss it. Now grab your phones, call quickly, the ladies will help you. I want you to have this booklet, I really do. I want to bless you the best I can bless you. I really do. The Lord is coming. The imminent return of Christ is at hand. And I want you to be part of what is about to happen. You are very important.
The name you wish to dial.
And you're on the air. Well, something happened to them. I guess they left me before I got there. Call again, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Please call. I want to talk to every one of you. It is very, very important that you call. Let me see. Are you there? May I help you, please? Are you there? May I help you, please? All right. Nobody there? All right. That's
invalid entry.
All right. I don't know what happened, but anyhow, we'll clear that out and we'll move on. Give us a call, 1-704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. I want to help you. I want to answer your question. This is the most spectacular truth Brother Chambers could ever share with you. That we, the saints of the living God, who are raptured at the great rapture that's about to happen any moment, any day, will be coming back with Christ when he fights the battle of Armageddon. Can you imagine being there for that battle? Can you imagine seeing the devil get his due reward for his evil works and his evil labor? Can you imagine the Antichrist and the false prophet being cast into the lake of fire and the devil being put in the bottomless pit? The Bible lays it out. All of that's going to happen. You get ready, will you? We're here to be a blessing to you. We're here to be a blessing to you. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes,
I'm right here. I got to cut a fan off. It's making a noise. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
I'm at the second return of Christ when he comes back with the saints. In Isaiah, he said that I'll be so angry with the unrighteous and my enemies that I will throw them into my father's wine press, and I will get in there with my feet, and I will stomp the blood out of them until it reaches the horse's bridle.
It's an awesome battle, sir. It's an awesome battle. And the wicked think today that they're going to get by with their wickedness. They're not going to get by with a thing. Judgment is on the way.
Right. And, you know, this is the side of Jesus a lot of Christians today never hear anything about. They don't hear anything about the wrath, but he's going to be very angry, and he's going to cause that blood to flow up to the horse's bridle. It's going to be a sad time.
It really is. It really is. Thank you, sir. And I pray that this congregation, wherever you're hearing me, Australia, New Zealand, in the Ukraine, in South Africa, get ready to meet the Lord. Make sure you're washed in the blood. Make sure you live in a clean, godly life. And make sure you're doing the things pleasing to God, because the time of his coming is at the door. Thank you, sir, and God bless you. Call quickly. Want to help you. I really do. You're very important. We'll do our best to be a blessing to you. Every good thing we can share with you, we will do it with all our heart. You are just that important. And I want you to understand these events. And while I'm waiting on your call or your email, let me see here. Emails will probably come in. I've got to get that up in front of me. Already. Yes, emails are here. Let me go here. If the devil knows how this age is supposed to end, then won't he try to change it? Yes, he will. He's trying right now. I mean, you look at everything happening in the world. The devil, now this is something I believe. I can't prove this, not trying to. It's your opinion, my opinion, whatever. I believe the devil really doesn't yet know that this is going to be his final defeat. I think he is laboring with intensity because he still thinks maybe he's got a chance of winning. Maybe he thinks he's got a chance of winning. But I'm here to tell you, he doesn't have a chance. But he is going to labor. He is going to give everything he's got. He's going to do everything he can. And even if he knows that he's going to lose, he sure isn't going out without absolutely having done everything in his power to make life miserable for Christians, to make life miserable for the church world, to make life miserable for anybody that's decent. The devil is nothing but a scandal. You understand? He is a vicious, evil being. And there's many people in our world that are just as mean as the devil. They're just as wicked as the devil. I think of people sometimes and say, he's possessed with the devil. I think a man can be so possessed with himself that he becomes like a devil. And we've got many people in our world exactly that way. Now, let me read you some things. There are people really planning this battle, this great 7-year tribulation period. And they really think that they can win. Here's a blueprint. I'm going to read to you a Harmonic Convergence brochure. The blueprint for a peaceful, loving, and harmonious world has been drawn. Prayer, meditation, positive affirmation, spiritual families, and global healing events such as Live Aid and the December 31st World Peace Event all contribute to this blueprint. They're doing everything they know to do. Have you been a part of any of those events? I've never been a part of them, but I've always known about them. Here is a man from the Peace University with the United Nations named Robert Mueller. He's been a big name in this. And Robert Mueller says, I've come to believe firmly today that our future, peace, justice and fulfillment, happiness and harmony on this planet will not depend on world government, but on divine or cosmic government. That means religious. That means a great one world church, a one world religion. My great personal dream is to get a tremendous alliance between all major religions and the United Nations. Robert Mueller, actual quote. Hey, that's what they're doing. You remember 2 weeks ago, the Lee College Choir going to Rome to sing for an event at the Vatican? To sing for an event at the Vatican? And I did everything I could to stop it. Nobody in that denomination heard me, I don't guess. Because I certainly didn't hear from anybody. I called the headquarters. I called the university. I've been there. I've been a part of that crowd. There's been great people in that fellowship, and there's still some good people. But I'm here to tell you, it is going like a mad dog on its way to destruction. It really is. Well, I got more stuff. Humanity is on the verge of something entirely new, a future evolutionary step unlike any other, the emergence of the first global civilization. Now see, all of that is the devil. And I've got quote after quote after quote, and you'll get it if you order this booklet, and you can use it in your Sunday school class, to your Bible study at your home, in your pulpit for your sermon, get it to your pastor. Listen, we are facing this end, and it's going to be something else, but it's going to end with us in the driver's seat, Jesus in the driver's seat, and us behind him, because we're going to be kings and priests with him and rule this entire globe. I mean, Jerusalem will be the richest city on the earth. But I'm here to tell you, Charlotte's not going to be much lacking, because God will give somebody to be the mayor of Charlotte that knows God, that's a glorified saint of God. And it will all be operated in righteousness. There will be no same-sex marriage allowed. There won't be no transgenders in the bathrooms. You listen to me. They won't even be allowed to live if they don't turn from their wicked ways. Do you understand what Joseph Chambers is saying? I hope you're hearing me. I am so burdened that you hear me. Now, the lines are wide open, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. And go to the email. If a sincere believer commits a sin before it's time to and before he has time to confess it that night, commit a sin and confess it that night. You don't commit sin and confess it that night. You commit sin, you confess it right then. I mean, if you don't confess it right then, you may be in trouble. Can he go in the rapture? If you've got unconfessed sin in your life, sin that you've tolerated and that you've not forsaken and confessed. Now, not just confess it, you've got to forsake it. If you've got unconfessed sin in your life, you will not go in the rapture. Now, that makes some people so angry. I'm sorry. I know what the Bible said. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. He's coming after a church without spot or wrinkle or blemish or any such thing. There will be no blemishes going up in that rapture. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? You say, Brother Chambers, I'm bound by sin. Well, get free. Go to Christ. Come to Christ. Get your life right with God. Hey, grab the phones. If you're angry with me and you don't call and tell me and let me help you, then woe to you and shame on you. Grab your phone. I'm delighted to be your friend. I'm not your enemy. I'm not going to be angry with you. I'm not going to treat you unkind. I'm telling you the truth because it's close. We are at the door. And what I want to really talk about today is us returning with Christ to reign on the earth 1,000 years. Can you imagine the joy of that crowd that are riding those white horses as Jesus comes down out of heaven and brings those raptured saints with him? Can you imagine the excitement, the joy? Can you just look forward to that? Can you get your heart set on that? Can you get your heart set on that? I want you to. I really do. Now, I want to get your questions. Nobody is eliminated. Everybody invited, whatever your question is, I'm waiting to hear from you. I really am. And I want you right in the middle of this. I want you to enjoy it. I want you to be blessed by it. I really do. I want to hear from you. 704-391-0588. Hey, listen, 704-391-0588. And then, of course, the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And I'm waiting for your calls or your emails. We're talking about one of the grandest events in human history. Really, right at the top of the list. I'm telling you, when Jesus comes in the clouds, it's going to be a glorious moment. It really is. Now, let me take you to Revelation 12:12 and tell you something very important for you to remember. Satan hates everything about us. And when he comes down to this earth, the Bible says in 12:12, this is Revelation in 12:12, hear this please. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants, listen, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Woe unto those who missed the rapture. Woe unto those who are still down here. Woe unto those who are trying to exist during those 7 years and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you. The devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he hath but a short season. Now, I said a while ago, I don't believe he knows it now, but I believe he will know it then. I believe once he's cast out of heaven, this happens sometimes simultaneous with the rapture, he'll be cast out of heaven and will be earthbound. Then he knows he only has a short time. Now, it could mean he only has a short time to win. That may be what he's thinking. I can't tell you that. I don't think it matters. I'm just telling you, he'll do everything he can to destroy you and anybody that's left down here, and it will be hell on earth. Now, grab your phones and call. You are too important not to get your question answered. Well, I keep getting these false calls, ma'am. Ladies, help me. I'm sorry. Line 3 was open. I mean, was clear. Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, Brother Chambers. Brother Arnold Hancock up in Marion.
Hey, brother. My brother from Marion? What's on your mind?
Good to hear you. I was over in the, I serve a chaplain over here at the McDowell Hospital.
Okay.
And now their bathrooms has the pictures of a man and a woman both on them.
They're doing what? Say that again.
Their bathrooms are open for men and women both.
Well, I know. That's happening everywhere, sir. There will be no such thing as male-female bathrooms in the very near future. The way they'll get around us, who would not tolerate it if I was in a business and my wife went in a restroom and I heard her scream, I would know that there was a transvestite in there. I'd go and get him, and I'd bring him out that door. I wouldn't hurt him. I know how to get a man by the back of his belt and the cuff of his neck, and I know how to bring him out of there so fast he won't even know what happened. You say, what if he's bigger than me? Well, you ever seen a Bantam rooster in a fight? I'm here to tell you, I'd stop that character. I would stop him. And if my wife was in there and he started in, he wouldn't go in the door. I mean, that's just how I feel. But they'll get around that. They eliminate all restrooms except those that are just for anybody. And you'll either go in there with the crowd or you won't go. I mean, we are seeing an unreal day, sir.
Well, I will watch out for, if my wife has to go to the bathroom, I will stand guard at the door till she
does. Absolutely, that's the way to do it. I'm asking every man that's a man. Now, we've got a lot of men that are none but little wimps, you know. But every man that's a man, don't tolerate it.
God bless you and have a good one.
God bless you. God bless you. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers, I try to listen to your program every Saturday, and I enjoy your program.
Am I too hard?
No. You're plain and straight to the point, just like my mother.
Like your mother. Well, that's an honorable comment.
Yes, when you ask a question, she'll tell you plainly. And that's what you do. Well, when we come back with Jesus at the Battle of Armageddon, will it be like the Garden of Eden everywhere?
You know, it will not yet be like the Garden of Eden, because there will be a lot of sin that will be judged at that moment. The cleansing will take place in a short period after that as we set up the millennial kingdom. So there will be some judgment going on, and we will actually help with that. The Bible says that. Okay. We will help with a worldwide cleansing of wickedness. And the Bible says when we get through with that, maybe a few weeks, maybe a month or two, when we get through with that cleansing, the Bible said righteousness will cover the earth like waters cover the sea.
Yes, me and my husband, we expect Jesus to come any time now. We look for him every day.
That's the only way to live, is expecting Jesus any moment. The only people that go with him when he comes are those who are looking for him.
We are. We do.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Hey, thank you, and have a good day. And
bless your heart. Hey, I want to hear from you out there, all over the woodwork, everywhere in America, in other countries. I love to have calls from Australia. I'm preaching in the morning. I got to tell you about this. I'm preaching in the morning on the words of Jesus. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Now, I come to this because I've been studying the seven great sayings of Jesus in John. I am. He said it seven times. And they're all powerful. It's a beautiful harmony in the book of John, St. John. But the one tomorrow is I am the light of the world. And I was talking to my wife. I'm sitting here on this camera. I'm looking at me. I'm looking at the camera. And people in Australia, on the other side of this earth, can look at this picture within seconds. Within seconds, they can look at this picture and see me. Now, how does that happen with no wires, just through the atmosphere? I'll tell you how it happens. This earth is a great big magnetic ball. It's a great big magnetic ball. Electrical current from him. It keeps this whole earth operating. We live by the life which he emits into this world every moment of the day, every hour of the day. And it's like an electrical current. And the whole earth is a magnetic ball, and it spins in the atmosphere, but it always spins and points north. I think north would be that way for me. It points north. I don't care how the earth spins, it always rotates in a way and changes to point north, because that's where Jesus sits at the Father's right hand in the heavenly temple. And this earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I can't wait to talk about that in the morning. Great day. That's it. Right here at Paul Creek, 11 o'clock. Well, we've started 10 till 11. We'd love to have you. You will love it. Let me take a call here. Line 3. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air.
Yes, well, you were talking about the devil a while ago. I think reading the Bible, when the saints are called up, right about that time, the devil's going to be kicked out. So he will know that he has a short time from there.
Well, that's what I agree. The kicking out, the casting out of the devil out of the heavens, the midair, where he still has access to God's throne, will happen about the same time, but immediately after the rapture. And he will be then consigned to the earth, can't leave the earth. He'll be earthbound, and he'll do his last evil work 7 years on the earth. And then, of course, he'll be put in the bottomless pit, and then he'll be cast into the lake of fire.
If he wasn't kicked out, you know, his job is to accuse the brethren. So if he wasn't kicked out, he'd be trying to accuse the saints after they got to heaven.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And he will stand on the earth and cast blasphemy at them.
Yes, sir.
Go to Revelation 12. He stands on the earth and casts blasphemy at the saints of God, because he will see us. See, we'll be in the midair where that throne is going to be sitting. And there'll be a great sea of glass there, which is a multitude of a place where all the saints will spend the great celebration of the marriage supper and getting ready, of course, to return to join Christ in the Battle of Armageddon. And he will see us shouting and praising God and magnifying God. And the Bible says that Revelation 6, that the wicked will see the Father on his throne and will cry out, "Hide us from him who sitteth on the throne." See, so it's going to be a different world. Most people don't have any idea what's going to happen after that rapture.
You know, for people that's going to be here, they think things is bad. That's a scary verse. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth.
Isn't that something else?
Come down to you full of wrath, for he knows he had but a short time.
And that's in Revelation 12 and 12 for anybody that wants to go read it. Revelation 12 and 12.
That's scary for anybody that's going to be on this earth to think about.
Brother, I want to tell you something. I would not miss the rapture if somebody made me the richest man on this earth. I would not miss the rapture if somebody gave me the highest prestige and the greatest honors and award available to humankind. I would. The rapture is more important to me. Serving my Savior is first important. I don't want to just go in the rapture to escape this earth. I want to serve Him, and I can't wait till I see Him in all His glory.
Reverend Chambers, you know, I've witnessed the people and had them just come out and tell me, well, if I see all you Christians gone, I'll know the rapture's happened, and then I'll get ready.
Well, those kind of people probably won't have a chance. When you say something like that, you're pretty well sealing your doom. Those people, the Bible says, will be given a reprobate mind to believe a lie and be damned.
It just shows the ignorance of people that they really don't understand, you know, what's coming.
They love the world. They love pleasure. They love themselves. The greatest problem is people love themselves. They love what they love. And if they don't get what they want, they don't care. The church world is full of people today. Well, I should say the religious world is full of people today that meet in homes. They meet anywhere they can meet. They have their little own church in their house because they don't want to be part of nothing. They don't want to be subject to nobody. They're independent. You can't be saved if you don't have a church life. It may be your church is at a distance. We got people in Texas that are part of this church, but they have church without DVDs. And you can get them anywhere on the face of this earth and have church if there's no church in your area. And you can start having church in your home. Invite your neighbors, bring your children, bring your working friends, and have church. And our DVDs will be just like sitting in the house of God.
Yes, you know, I've often thought the church started out in homes, and I think
it probably will end up in homes. If Jesus tarries, they'll do their best to shut me down.
Yes, sir. You're right. It'll end back up in a lot of homes in a lot of areas.
A lot of places right now, if you don't marry a same-sex couple, they'll sue you and they'll put you out of business. And they'll try it in Charlotte, but I can tell you it won't work with Brother Chambers.
God bless you.
God bless you. Give us a call. Want to hear from you. You are important, okay? I can't keep up with where my calls are coming from. Hey, call me quickly. You are so important. I hope you're getting the message. I hope you're hearing me. Oh, I got other questions here. Confessing. All right. There are plenty of Christians who believe in Christ, but they haven't given up on their own lifestyle, such as living together or drug use. Are they born again, and can they go in the rapture? No, they're not born again. When you're born again, you are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. You ought to read that, okay? 2 Corinthians 5, 17. I will read it again. Listen to me. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The word of God is pure and true. And if you're saved, you're a new creature. Hey, let me tell you something. A few services ago, a lady walked up to me who came to our church and said, I want to testify tonight. And something in me immediately said, no, you're not ready for that yet. And so I didn't let her testify. Well, I found out this week she's living with a man in an apartment or in a motel. She's living with him, shacked up. And see, the Lord let me know that. I can used to feel it when someone, you know, comes in and they want to be religious just like the snap of your finger. It's all me, you know, and they don't understand. You got to repent. You got to turn to Christ. You got to be born again. And when you're born again, you are a new creature. Do you hear me? You are a new creature. Here's a question. I attend a church that seeks modern Bible versions. I attend a church that uses modern Bible versions, such as NIV and NASB. And recently had a conversation with the pastor about the Bible version issue. I told him the King James Bible is infallible and the modern versions are not to be trusted and came from a corrupt gospel text. He didn't believe me or see any difference. I gave him a video of Gail Ripplinger, New Age Bible versions to view. If the pastor still disagrees, I feel I shouldn't attend that church anymore. What should I do? Find you a Bible-believing church, friend. I don't think you should have went to all of that effort. The preacher needs to be told, but they aren't going to listen to you. They follow some professor at some university or some seminary, and they believe him instead of believing and knowing for themselves. I did the study for myself. I have been hours on top of hours in versions of the Bible. I'm here to tell you, the King James is the pure, infallible Word of God, and I don't think there is another that compares with it. Now, I don't usually make an issue out of this, but the day has come when, you see, I used to think, how is the devil going to get the Bible away from people? How is he going to take it away while they don't even have the Word of God? Well, the devil knew exactly what he was going to do. Give them all these new versions. Rick Warren uses, I think it's called Good News for Modern Man, something like that. And that thing is so terrible. It sounds like a New Ager talking. It's crazy. How did they get off in that? They've never been born again. That's how they get off in it. They've never been born again. They got religion. They went down and said, I believe in Jesus. And the preacher said, all right, you're saved. They never prayed. They never repented. They never got on their knees. They never shed a tear. Hey, friend, it's time to get right with God. I call on you. I cry out to you. Any more questions? Let me hear from you. You are very important, and I promise you I will do my best to answer your question. Let me go to my junk mail. I usually get one or two that get turned on into junk mail, and I don't like to miss somebody, okay? I don't like to miss somebody. Well, I don't believe I've got any there. You don't mind helping me, do you? You know you're helping me, and this is what I have to do because I'm doing this, sitting here waiting on you, and I want to hear your question, and I want you involved. And I want to tell you, it is so powerful when you go into this Bible and you begin to find how all of this is being planned by Lucifer. I'm here to tell you the devil is on his toes doing everything in his power to win against you, to win against me. I'm looking for the scripture where, and I'm trying to remember where it was. I had it somewhere marked, and I think I removed my marking, where the devil literally sends evil spirits out to prepare the world for this battle of Armageddon. I mean, they're preparing. They intend to defeat Christ. I know they can't. I know they can't. But they don't know they can't. So they're out to do their best to defeat him. Here it is. I just found it. I remembered. In the book of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 13. Listen, I want you to hear this. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. And they are spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. How about that? So the devil knows the battle of Armageddon is coming at this point. This is a little earlier in the tribulation period. And so unclean spirits go out of the mouth of the unholy Trinity. And they go out and they go all to the kings and the leaders of the earth to deceive them, to gather them together to the battle of Almighty God. They want to destroy God. Did you know we got much of our world right now who would like to destroy God? Did you know the Democrat Party has become the Antichrist and the evil party? I mean, it is unreal what has taken over with that party. I would have never believed it. My daddy would turn over in his grave, I guess, because he was a diehard Democrat. I never told him I was a Republican, but I want to tell you, I'm not too proud of being a Republican. Because this whole world is in a mess. And it's not politics that's going to save us, friend. It's God. It's the Bible. It's the truth of the Scripture. It's the work of the Holy Ghost. I'm calling you to prayer. I'm calling you to prayer. All right. The phones are open. If you don't get this booklet, I think you're very remiss of your responsibility. If you don't call and get this booklet, you listening to me anywhere on the face of this earth, you need this booklet. You need to read what I'm talking about when I tell you that the great battle of Armageddon is not just a battle, not just a war. It's when the saints of God come back with Christ. They set up a kingdom on this earth, and he calls us his armies. His armies. We come as his armies. We've been his church. We've been his elders. Now we're going to become his army, but it won't be long until we'll become his bride. What a day that's going to be, friend. What a day that's going to be. And if you don't get a part of it, you don't get yourself ready, I am sorry. You're missing a grand opportunity. You love this world? Well, it ain't worth loving. It's time to pray. We're praying for America. We're praying for the church. We're praying for unsaved people anywhere and everywhere. We're praying for Muslims and the Hindus. We're praying for homosexuals and lesbians and transgenders. We're praying for Democrats and Republicans. We're praying for America. We're praying for those in the White House and in the State House and in the Congresses. We're praying for America and for the world and for the governments of the world. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Father, it's late and we know it. This Bible proclaims it. We know we're at the last hour. We know the coming of the day of judgment is at hand. We know the rapture will soon occur. We know those 7-year tribulation periods will be hell on earth. And we cry out for the world and for good people, for wonderful people, for the unsaved people, for the blinded people, for those who've never heard the name of Jesus. May the grace of God reach to their heart. Give them dreams, revelations, visions, whatever God it takes. Let us see signs in the heavens above and in the earth beneath. Pour out your spirit and your anointing upon us and give us a revival, Father. I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, no man here has the power for it. In the name of Jesus, we come believing, Lord, Father. We come believing. God bless every prayer warrior out there. Give them a courageousness in prayer. On their faces, seeking God with all their heart. Letting God use their life. I pray for that, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Will you keep praying? Will you keep praying? If you don't have the booklet we gave, Pray Until You Pray Through, you can call and get it. Pray Until You Pray Through. That's my free gift to you, along with this one. If you don't have it, Pray Until You Pray Through. You better learn how to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, friend. Oh, I loved the program last week. I regret you didn't get to see it or hear it. If you're listening and you didn't hear me by radio last week, go on the internet, will you? PaulCreek.org. PaulCreek.org. It's still on the front page. It won't be there past about 3:00. Because this new one will go on the front page. But it'll be first down under the main article, okay? And you'll see it. Click on it. You'll click on it praying in a prayer that Satan cannot refute. He cannot confuse. He cannot stop. Oh, I tell you what, if ever we've needed it, we sure do need it now. Lyrics of a song. I've got these lyrics of a song, but there's no way I have time. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse across the land. Oh, that's soon, but that's not happened yet, okay? That is a good song if you put it in the right context. It's not a good song for right now because he's not riding yet, but he will soon. He will soon. God bless you. Thank you. Hey, listen, he's coming. He's coming soon, and he's going to come in the power and the fire of heaven. What a day that's going to be. Now, questions and answers. The lines, some of them are open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. You can call right now and be a part of this broadcast. Do you hear me? You can call right now and be a part of this broadcast. I'll tell you something I'm going to try to do. Now, I don't know what I'll get it done or not. I'm going to do my best not to lose you. I don't think I will. Let me see here to make sure. I'm not sure what I should try this or not. I want to try it, so I'm going to go ahead. I see what I've done, but I'm right back. I'm right back. I'm right back. I'm sorry. I was afraid of that. You didn't lose me, I hope. I don't think you did. God bless you, friend. What a joy. I tried something that I didn't think. I was afraid it wouldn't work. I was going to put the phone numbers up, and I didn't make it, but that's okay. That's okay. We're here, and everything's going fine, and you are important to me. I want you to know that. Our broadcast is for your glory, for your honor, that you might be praised, that you might be blessed, that your life might be ministered to, because we really do care about you. We really do care about you. I'm making sure that I lost nothing. I didn't. Hey, call me quickly. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Toll free. 1-800-338-7884. Email. JRC@paulcreek.org. Did you notice I had to think a minute? I'll tell you what. 80 years old is telling on me. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884, and then jrc@paulcreek.org. Camp meeting. Now, I got to talk about camp meeting. Camp meeting is 2 weeks away, starting tomorrow night, then goes all that week. The morning services start Tuesday morning at 9:30, then 11 o'clock, Joey Yates first, and then Brother Jeff Mayo. You know the name Jeff Mayo? And then the night preacher. The night preacher is a wonderful preacher named Brother Mike Switzer. You can't afford to miss this camp meeting. And on Friday evening at 6 o'clock, we're going to have an ordination service. Friday evening, 6 o'clock, an ordination service. Oh, that's going to be grand. That's going to be grand. If you need to be licensed or ordained and you're an old-fashioned Pentecostal, godly person, we'll be glad to talk with you because we are desperate for that hour. Now, I want to tell you something. I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start this week. I'm going to announce it in different ways. We're going to start offering to send you an anointed prayer cloth. Anywhere in the world, we'll send you an anointed prayer cloth for any physical or spiritual condition that needs a miracle in your life. An anointed prayer cloth. We have every provision made. We'll anoint them and pray over them. Believe in God for the power of the Holy Spirit. Right now, I am praying probably more than I ever have in my life for God to give to me the gifts of healing and the working of miracles. Not give it to me, but work it in me. He'll get all the glory. He's the power of this manifestation. But somebody's got to be a vessel, and I want to be a vessel for the anointing and the gift of the gifts of healing and the working of miracles. And the world is in such a mess physically. Diseases and all kinds of difficulties are coming like a storm. Already we see the prelude to the tribulation period. And if you need a miracle in your life, we are here to be a part of that miracle with you. So all you got to do is send an email or send a post and ask for a prayer cloth. Give us your name and address. Now, if you're from another country, I'm going to ask you to send at least $3 or $4, $5. Find out what it will cost to mail it to you. I don't want any profit for us. I just want you to help me pay for the cost. Our postage is $2,000 a month. We are desperate for more friends who will help this ministry. I've got a lot of friends who help me periodically, but I don't have enough who help me regular and week by week. This year has not been a big year for our media. I'm right now having to buy a new air conditioner right outside my left door here, my left hand here, for the sanctuary. That's going to cost me $3,500. $3,500. I was hoping they'd get it in today. I need some help. I really need financial help. So would you quit taking, you know, being careless about it and just get dedicated to it and start sending a gift to this ministry? We don't want extra money. We just need money to pay the bills. Our radio cost is about $4,000 a month. $4,000 a month. Do you understand? Our media cost altogether is more like $10,000 a month. And I need your help. I really need your help. So will you help me? Will you get the burden with me? Maybe somebody would like to pay for that $3,500 air conditioner. That sure would be wonderful. We've already got about 1,100 of it, but at least 2,400. And so if you'll help me, it will be a blessing. I'm asking you to get on the stick and be a part of helping this ministry. All you got to do is send it to paulcreek.org. Paul Creek, well, let me give you the address. 5110 Tuckasegee Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. 5110 Tuckasegee Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. You can call right now. They'll send you an envelope, okay? The ladies are standing by to take your call. You'll get the gift of this booklet, and you can be a part of this great ministry. Would you like to be a part of sending this word all over this globe? We mail emails every Saturday. Over 30,000 people all over the world who will get this booklet in their on their email, on their internet. They'll be able to read it. Then they can click and come and hear the program in archives. It's both televised and audio in our archives from now on. For weeks to come, even after the rapture, I hope it'll be right there for people to go to. I'll do my best to have it there after the rapture. They may cut it off, but they won't know for a while anyway. Maybe I'll reach a few people before they learn it's there. That's probably doubtful. They probably already know I'm there. But anyhow, I want to tell you something. He's coming soon. He's coming soon, and I want you to go. Let me see here. All right, camp meeting. Somebody reminded me of camp meeting. Thank you so much there. Is your camp meeting the same as what Mike Murdoch and David Carello show on the Inspiration Network? No. Our camp meeting is old-fashioned Pentecostal. We're classical Pentecostals. That means we're old-fashioned. We like they were 50 years ago. Amen. We like they were 50 years ago. Thank you for that question, sir. Thank you for that question. If I am saved, does the Bible say my household is saved? Will my household then be in heaven? No, your household is not just saved because you're saved, but you have the right to claim them because you're saved. But you still got to claim them, and you got to pray, and they've got to make a commitment. They've got to make a conclusion. God promised your household to you, but that's not just a given. That's for you to claim. That's for you to pray through about. That's for you to stay on your face until they get right with God, okay? Very, very important. The future is now. All right. God bless you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for this great time. Have you ordered you a copy of this booklet, The Raptured Saints Will Return with Christ at Armageddon? Have you ordered that for yourself? Would you like to know all about that and how wonderful it's going to be when Jesus comes to come with him from heaven back to this earth? Did you know at his second coming, we come with him? He comes the first in the air, only in the midair, and we go up to meet him. But when he comes back, we come with him. Did you know that? Well, this is absolute biblical proof. No question about it. All you got to do is call 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And by the way, those numbers will be up after we're off the air for a little while. I'll leave them up about 5 minutes today, okay? All the phone numbers and the email so you can contact us. I want you to receive this good material. I want you to be saved. I want you to go in the rapture. I don't want anybody out there to miss it. If you're Muslim, I'm praying for you. If you're a Hindu, I'm praying for you. If you're homosexual, I'm praying for you. If you're a lesbian, I'm praying for you. If you're transgender, I'm praying for you. I want everybody out there to be saved. I want nobody to go to hell. The Bible says that God never rejoices in the death of the wicked. Did you know that? That's in Ezekiel 33. God never rejoices in the death of the wicked. God doesn't want you to die and go to hell. God wants you to be saved. Jesus died on the cross that you might be saved. Don't miss my sermon in the morning. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And I want you to hear it. My sermon from last week is on the internet, by the way. I am the bread of life. All you got to do is go to paulcreek.org. Look over on your right. You see me in the pulpit. Click on that. It'll take you to a second window where there's a list of sermons. You click on the one you want to hear. And then you can, once you see it, then you can, of course, you can choose the audio or the video. You can watch it or you can listen to it. If you can't stand my face, just get the audio, okay? If you can't stand my face, just get the audio. I love you. I love you out there. I'm praying for you. I promise you. I want you in camp meeting now 2 weeks from tomorrow night. 2 weeks from tomorrow night. That's June the 28th through July the 3rd. I want you here. I don't want you to miss it. You are too important to miss it. And I mean that with all of my heart. I want you here. You'll be blessed by being here. We'll promise you every bit of love we can give you. Love will meet you at the doors. There's two end doors here. You can bark in either parking lot, and love will meet you at the door. We love people. We care about people. It doesn't matter how wicked you've been. Doesn't matter if you look wicked now. We'll still love you. We'll do our best to lead you to Calvary. We'll lead you to Calvary. We don't believe in people claiming to be Christians that don't change the way they live, okay? We believe when you get saved, you are a new creature. And we will require that here. That's all we require, is that you get saved genuinely and have an experience with Christ. And then he'll lead you in the godly life, the pure life, the holy life. Now, it's been a joy. I hope I have been a blessing. I know this has been some kind of plane. I understand that. But you don't want me no other way, do you? I mean, you got all these preachers out there saying things to try to win your money. I'm not out to your money, although I need it badly. We need some good help. But I want to tell you, we're just out for your soul. Now, the lines are open. The ladies are standing by. Grab your phone right now. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. The local number is 704-391-0588. And I'll email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek, P-A-W, paulcreek.org. And our website is paulcreek.org. You don't have to do the www.paulcreek.org, just paulcreek.org. We'll take you straight to us. There's 600 sermons, 600 radio broadcasts, all kinds of articles. You'll read until you'll be educated if you'll get in there and stay with it. I love you. You know I love you. You know I care about you. You know I'm praying for you. Don't miss next week. Next week is going to be a great one. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. I've already got the plans made. Looking forward to it. Camp meeting 2 weeks away. Church tomorrow. Sunday school at 10. Morning worship at 10:50. I'm looking for you, friend. I'm looking for you, friend. You are important, friend. You are very important. We want you to know the fullness of God's blessings.
Let the rocks keep silent. Yeah.